My name is Jane Patterson, and I am Assistant Professor of New Testament, and I'm also a graduate of Seminary of the Southwest CITS program from the class of 1993. This is my Advent meditation based on today's readings. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 11 and 98, Amos 9, 11 through 15, and John 5, verses 30 through 47. One morning when I was praying the psalm in morning prayer, I found myself imagining Jesus praying the psalm through me. This has become the way that I routinely pray the psalms, and through that practice I've come to know more of the intensity of Jesus' faith, more of his heartbreak for the suffering of his people, more of his courage to embody God's will in a dangerous world. Similarly, in Christ Chapel, we recently sang the hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing. The hymn recalls the bitter experiences of African Americans in the United States, and as I sang the verses, I felt myself enfolded into a history of pain and faithfulness that I have never encountered in my actual life, but that I'm invited to claim through singing. Allowing someone else's words, someone else's joy or questioning or pain to move through us as though it were our own, is at the heart of loving our neighbor as ourselves and calls us to account. Having prayed and sung and spoken such words in prayer, what will I do next? Today, Amos's vision for a restored Israel, the psalmist's passion for God, and Jesus's frustration with people who do not see him as the embodied word, all have a chance to flow through us into our world. Can we hope with Amos? Can we desire only God? Can we embody the word in our world? Let us pray. God of all, help the words I pray to become the life I lead through the power of the Holy Spirit and the mercies of Christ. Amen.